kind of forgot about the hook and just went off on a tangent, but still, I was having a
couple of Buffalo City school students were reviewing their creative writing samples with a Just Buffalo educator. They discussed their essays and were open to a critique.
And so what do you notice about this paragraph?
Super long,
right? So you're going to want to break that up.
Just Buffalo is tucked away on the second floor building on Washington Street downtown.
The center
wants to be part of the solution in helping the failing city school district. 87% of Buffalo school students are below proficiency.
The need is so great, and it really takes everybody working hand in hand. And there is no other organization in this region that makes writing, creative writing, its single priority.
Lori Dean Terrell is executive director of Just Buffalo. The organization has a very targeted role in offering supplemental learning for students seeking help.
In the classroom, they might have 45 minutes devoted to an English class, and it's just not enough for many of the kids. And we really have the sensation that not only will it help them, you know, with their classroom work, hopefully help support the priorities of the city with elevating graduation rates, but also Buffalo has such a proud literary tradition, and down the road, these will be some of our next generation literary voices out in the world.
Your nemesis fades from your view, disappearing behind you.
The kids are coming mostly from around the city. We've had kids from Hutch Tech. We've had kids from Enterprise Charter. We've had kids from Olmsted 156. So it's kind of around the city at this point, but it's really open to any youth who wants to come down and join us.
Just Buffalo's education director, Noah Falk. Creative writing raises a student's awareness and critical thinking of what's happening in their school classroom. Critical thinking is a key term used in the Common Core learning standards, and that's embraced by Just Buffalo.
Giving kids an opportunity to come out of the classroom and kind of in a non-classroom setting where kids can have a freedom to kind of play with language, a freedom to be themselves, really.
I come in to help get write my essays and stuff to help me become a better writer. And, like, I like how writing, you can express yourself.
Anthony Canty is a Hutch Tech senior working to become a better writer. Canty compares it to an artist who paints. Canty brought an essay to the creative class that he wrote for his college application to be submitted this month. He noted staying in school and graduating from high school in 4 years gives a sense of accomplishment.
Where do you hope to go to school, college?
UB for pre-med.
You never know what you're truly capable unless you try. That's the number one motto for me.
Another Hutch Tech student, Sol Estrada, was very excited to be in the creative writing sessions. It includes short stories and poems mixed with creative workshops.
I have at least three or four friends who talk to me about their daily lives through poetry. And in their poetry, they write their struggles, they write what they're happy about, they write what they're confused about, and I often reply to them back with a poem. And I think it's just so amazing and breathtaking.
Estrada also plans to attend college someday. She hopes to go to UB to become a microbiologist. She's also a bilingual student, and her advice to other international students in learning English is to embrace all the languages they know, using them to their advantage.
Es muy fácil. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. You get to the more languages you know, the bigger your world would be. It does open your mind a little bit, not only to your world and how you use language on a daily basis, but for me, it kind of opened my mind up to myself.
Well, everything that we do just affects us in a different way, and like I just want to expose myself more to what's happening in the world, like right now.
We also found a third Hutch Tech student inside the center. Jackie Vu, a senior, was taking his first creative writing class at Just Buffalo. He was also working on his college application essay.
Each time I share my paper, it's a new perspective on it. Everybody here is a great writer and all that.
So will you go back and kind of tweak it a little bit?
Of course. There's always room for improvement.
Just Buffalo is approaching 40 years of serving the community and providing education programs with its free workshops open to students.
We have an expertise that's been developed over 40 years, with at least 30 of those years involving very close work with the city of Buffalo and also the wider Western New York region. Any student in our region is welcome at the Writing Center.
Just Buffalo's Terrell noted that as the city celebrates a turnaround, improving the Buffalo Public School District will be key to its success.
If we can turn those stats around and get them where they need to be, nothing would make us happier.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.